7,143 Sussex Sports Amenities LLC, north of Lakeview Drive, approximately 450 feet east of Americana Parkway, being Lot 2 within Americana Bayside Development, a special use exception to retain a mobile home-type structure as a temporary golf clubhouse slash pro shop for a period of 5 years.
You state your name and address for the record, please.
Doug Brown, 6 Wayne Court, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name's Doug Brown. I'm the vice president for Carl M. Freeman Companies, the developer and owner of the Sussex Sports Amenities. That includes the Bayside Golf Course, which this structure supports. If I could step to the aerial.
Yes, please.
You should have this in your packet or something very similar, but I wanted to point out the structures in question are two trailers located by these red rectangles. They're attached now to a permanent structure, which is known as the Cove Bar and Grill. The last time we were in for the extension of this special use exception in 2010, we had just the two trailers. They've always been added with the architectural styles there to make them look like a permanent structure, decks and gazebos and landscaping there. But after we received, shortly after we received the extension, we also added the Cove Restaurant, which there's some pictures there of the inside. It's a full-service restaurant with a bar, serves breakfast, lunch, dinner year-round for our members, as well as it's open to the public. So the two buildings house a pro shop to support the golf course and the members and the owners that live there. And then the second building is where the kitchen is housed to serve the permanent structure of the Cove. So we would ask for an extension. Our current plan is to build a permanent clubhouse, which would be in addition to or even replace this entire structure, including the permanent Cove structure, once we have 200 golf members. That's written into our golf membership rules. Currently, we have 118 resident golf members towards that 200. We would foresee, we've been adding anywhere from 10 to 15 golf members per year, net of members that resign. So we would forecast that we'd be able to begin that construction of the kind of complete permanent clubhouse within the next 5 years. So that's why we're asking for a 5-year extension. I would also just add, you know, that we continue to invest in the community. We've built and delivered, settled about 670 homes to date. We're approved for 1,400 homes, and, or excuse me, 1,640 homes. So we're about a little, almost halfway there. We've, you know, added amenities throughout this time and continue to be very hopeful and bullish on the community.
Okay. Are there, excuse me, any questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
Yes, you said in 5 years you plan on tearing that, the whole building completely down, everything, and putting a new one up?
Well, you know, we're still kind of trying to plan that all through. So we have a permanent structure, that Cove Restaurant. We've invested a little over $800,000 in that. So certainly one of the plans would be to save that, either as a restaurant or perhaps as a banquet facility, and then build on a separate kind of restaurant serving the members.
Okay.
So that kind of big structure in the middle.
You're going to save that?
We think that would stay.
Yeah, okay.
And then the trailers would move away with a permanent kitchen and permanent pro shop.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
How long ago did you say you built the Cove Restaurant?
The Cove was built in the summer of 2010.
And how long have the trailers been there?
They've been there since 2005. We originally received a 5-year special use at the time that we opened the golf course. At that time, basically, we had the 18 holes of the golf course that opened in the summer of 2005. And we were just starting to deliver homes that had started selling in 2004 and 2005.
So is it the only reason that when you built the Cove in 2010 that you didn't replace the trailers with the or build the kitchen within that structure was because of the 200-member membership?
It was basically you're trying to balance bringing something new to the members as well as the cost of the structure. So those trailers are able to serve the needs of the kitchen facility, which allowed us to put the investment into the actual dining room.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I guess I'm not quite getting it. You know, you agree to a 5-year temporary structure request, and then you build an $800,000 restaurant. Isn't that a little like putting the cart before the horse?
Well, you could argue that in hindsight. At the time, 2010, we had gotten out of the home building portion of the business because of the downturn and some of the company goings on with the death of our owner. We decided to kind of scale back the opportunity just to be the developers of the community. We had the trailers there. We had a deck that connected the two trailers that we had could serve light food and bar food. It was directly in the sun. The project started as a way to just kind of cover up that deck because members were complaining that they wanted a little better place, after golf. It was going to be, $100,000 to just kind of revamp that deck. So the decision was made at that time. The project grew a little bit, and quite frankly, that budget's probably a little bit more than it should have been by the time it was said and done. But we do feel we now have a permanent structure that will be the basis for, adding things like locker rooms, the permanent pro shop, a member dining area, and some different things like that. So you certainly could argue the budget of that. But again, we tried to do it within to try to serve the members and give them something in a fairly difficult time instead of building, say, a $3 million clubhouse at that time.
So you're now asking for how long of a?
We've asked for 5 years. We think that those, other than having wheels under those trailers, you'd hardly know that it is a mobile type structure. Much like we've tried to be consistent with the type of investment and kind of aesthetic and landscaping and things that we do. So we think that, over that 5-year period, it will continue to be something that members and owners are proud of, but give us some time to get up to those member levels, which will support the added overhead so that their dues don't go up just because we built a million-dollar clubhouse.
And you're already 3 years into a 5-year, theoretically, 5-year request. So do you think you can do it in 2 years?
We were renewed in 2010.
And they don't run out until the
until March. It was renewed.
They're good until
March, isn't it?
March of 13th.
Yes.
21st, the 13th.
Yeah. Till March 13th, 5 years.
So okay. So it was extended by the board?
You approved it 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. Now he's asking for. I thought it was 2005.
Now it looks like I think Susan. My review of it was that it. Was obtained in March of 2005 for 5 years, and then it was extended in 2009 for 3 years. So that would it would expire in March of this year.
That's correct.
So it looks like this would be the third. Second extension.
Yeah, this would be the second extension. Okay.
But the first extension was not 5 years; it was three.
Yes.
Three.
Yes. I got you. And then the second was a 5, and this is additional 5. He's asking.
So you're asking for another 5.
Yeah.
We would like 5. Yes.
Yes, sir. Another 5. Yes.
Sir, what happened, say, fifth year? You don't have that membership. You gonna come back to us again?
Perhaps. I mean, certainly it's budgeted in the way that home sales have been going. The last couple of years, we've had good success, and with the home market rebounding, you know, we think we'll continue to. Last year, we sold 65 homes, which was probably the highest in Sussex County for a new home development. And we get from a 10 to 12% of those buyers that become golf members. So we think that we'll hit that 200 no problem in 5 years, and we won't be back.
So you thought you hit the last three too, right?
Well, we asked for five, and you only gave us three last time. So, we tried to make the best with what we had. We do feel that we built something that the community and the members are proud of. The members, obviously we've got a lot of members with a lot of different opinions, but, a lot of the members don't want us to build something bigger and grand, which they'd have to support, with dues, and are satisfied. We've done some surveys. We just did a survey this summer, and, where the residents in a majority said that the Cove supports their needs at this time.
I certainly know what the economy has done to country clubs. Very apparent in Sussex County. With this extension, you feel that you're going to be able to get into that envelope at some point in time, or is it all going to be based on the economy again?
Certainly.
Real estate is not doing well, right? Real estate's not doing well now. Your membership, you're having a little problem with membership, naturally, because the economy is not, most people aren't spending their money to play golf. Do you feel that you would be able to do something within this, if this was granted to you within that five-year period? And like Mr. Workman said, you wouldn't be back in here again for another 5 years?
Absolutely, because we've got... a couple of different options. Again, the two structures in question, one is a pro shop. Mm-hmm. It basically has merchandise, a couple of offices for our golf professionals.
This is going to add to your income or whatever?
That's kind of the one piece, and then the other piece is the kitchen facility. So, if within 5 years, I think... the decision we would make, with our membership is, how big and grand we would add on to the permanent structure on that. Mm-hmm. So I'm very confident that we will have a permanent area for a pro shop and a permanent area for a kitchen within that time period. I think it's just a question of how many members we have, what the market is telling us, what folks want out of a golf club.
Right.
Right now the market's telling us they don't want grand, big golf club houses like we envisioned in 2005. They want a simple place where they can meet, where they can have a drink and something to eat after playing golf, but they don't want to have to pay for huge facilities, huge dining facilities, and great finishes. They want a locker room. So, I'm very comfortable within that five-year period. We'll, one, have enough members, and then, frankly, even without enough members, as the developer, we would continue to invest in the community to attract members and attract home buyers with building the permanent structure.
All right, thank you.
Okay. I'm done.
Oh, that's good. Hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, based on the testimony that we lengthily presented by Mr. Brown, is it?
Yes.
Mr. Brown. Has pretty much convinced me that they're going to be able to do this in that five-year period.
Yep.
And I think the plan is good that he has, and if the board so chooses, I'd like to make a recommendation. We approve case number 11,143 for 5 years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,143 for a period of 5 years.
Hey, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I didn't catch Mr. Rickards. Is there, what was the reason for the approval of the special use exception?
It won't affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties, first of all, and second of that, the economy has pretty much dictated to Mr. Brown and the area that he needs the 5 years to bring in extra income.
And you're saying adversely or substantially adversely affect?
Substantially.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in, there's anyone, again, that's in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none?
Okay. For vote?
Yep, ready for vote, Mr. Mill?
I vote nay.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons were stated. So by vote of 4-1, case number 11,143 is approved for a period of 5 years.